Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is August the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel chapters 10 to 12. God's word will be fulfilled without any delay. We read in the book of Ezekiel chapter 12 verses 26 to 28 like this. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, look, the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees is for many days from now, and he prophesies of times far off. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord God, none of my words will be postponed any more, but the word which I speak will be done, says the Lord God. The people of Israel were smug and complacent due to a false optimism that they had concerning the non-fulfillment of God's judgment against them. Since the prophets had pronounced the doom over an extended period of time and the fulfillment had not occurred, many were led to believe that either they would not occur for a long time or not at all. They had the following proverb going viral among them, that God's prophecies of doom would never be fulfilled. The days go by and every vision comes to nothing. They thought that the predictions of doom made by Ezekiel and the other prophets would not take place. However, God proclaimed that he would keep the people of Israel from quoting this proverb any longer. God would remove false visions and flattering divinations with his impending judgment. God gave the people of Israel another proverb announcing that the day of fulfillment was at hand and that every prophecy would come to pass. This was a proverb that God offered as a reply. The days are at hand and the fulfillment of every vision. Judgment was imminent and the fulfillment of every vision of judgment was near. Those who said that the fulfillment was yet future would see it with their own eyes. The false prophets said that the people like Ezekiel and Jeremiah were doomsayers and their dire predictions would not occur. But God's word never fails and it is always fulfilled on time. In fact, the punishment predicted for Jerusalem occurred just 6 years later in the year 586 BC. We should also watch out for end time prophets or preachers who contradict God's word or deny or postpone his intervention. It is natural for people living today in a relative, pluralistic, permissive society to explain away the biblical prophecies or apply them only to our future generations. In the New Testament, a similar attitude of disbelief does not change the certainty of the return of Christ. If God is going to accomplish his purposes one way or another, then the ultimate question we need to consider is how we can cooperate with his plans. To do otherwise is to miss out on what he is doing, or worse, to cause him to proceed in spite of us. Let us be convinced that God's word is totally true and every prophecy will be fulfilled into the last word. This is what God himself has to say about his word that is recorded in Isaiah chapter 55 verses 10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. God's word will surely be fulfilled without any delay. Let us live every day looking for the fulfillment of his word. As we finally read the words of our apostle Peter that is recorded in his second epistle, chapter 3, verses 2 to 7 like this. Be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men.